Marky, ISIS a Renegade, Terrorist Army. By Pam Key on July 17, 2026. Friday on MS Nasalin, Senator Ed Markey, DMA, said President Donald Trump had unleashed Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, which he said has turned into Renegade, Terrorist Army. Host Chris Hayes said, I know that today you're in Biddeford, Maine. Since I have you here, we'll be covering this a bit later in the show. Covering the aftermath of that ICE shooting of a young man, father and husband, who was killed in that traffic stop. I'm curious what you've heard from the folks you've talked to in the aftermath there. I know there's a lot of outrage and a lot of anger. Markey said, yeah. I spent the day here in Biddeford, Maine, where John Guerrero was murdered by ICE agents. And Biddeford is in mourning. But they're also angry and justifiably angry because they're not getting the answers to the questions as to how such a heinous act could be committed on the streets of Biddeford or any other place in our country. And so I was at a rally here today, hundreds of people, calling for the abolition of ICE, the defunding of ICE, to keep ICE out of Biddeford, out of Maine, out of the United States of America. And I just think that, Biddeford, in a lot of ways, is now representative of what's happening across our country because people can see this renegade, terrorist army that is being deployed by Trump, in which he now threatens to deploy on Election Day in communities and states all across our country. And I just think that there's a cultural revolution that is right now being constructed across our country. I saw it in Biddeford today. I came to tell them that Massachusetts mourns with them. But we're also just as angry as they are about this unnecessary loss of life of an immigrant who was a father, who was a husband, and who was an immigrant just working hard up here in Maine and all across our country. There's a reign of terror that Trump has unleashed against the Guerrero family but millions of other families as well. Follow Pam Key on X @PamKeenan.